for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse in the story of Pastor J.P. Miller and his family. Oh, it does. Oh, my God. There's been allegations against JP's dad for years. We've known about that. There's been allegations against JP for a long time. And there's are we following along? What's the trend we're seeing here? Like father, like son. Like father. JP, by the way, is dad, unfortunately. I know, he had children. Like son. That's what a lot of people are saying and thinking now that they're learning about JP's own children, or at least one of them, who's an adult, who looks creepily like JP, who seems to have, according to allegations in a 911 call made by Micah Miller, possibly some of the same proclivities as dad and grandpa. Surprise. I know that never happens. Again, allegations. Let's get into the family story of the Millers, shall we? February 7th of 2024, a woman calls 911 from a gas station in Florence, South Carolina. She asks the dispatcher to send someone to her own house because uninvited people are inside and two laptops in there have intimate photos of her on them. She says something to the dispatcher that the dispatcher probably was not expecting. Her husband's son, she says, hit her in her kitchen the other day without her husband there. She told him it wasn't appropriate, or hit on her, I should say. Hit on her in her kitchen the other day without her husband there. She told him it wasn't appropriate, and she told him to get out. She texted her husband about it afterward. She wants those laptops out of the house before anyone in that family gets to them. You know. Like your creepy son. 8 days later, she's on another 911 line. She's using her father's phone because she says her husband took hers. She wants an emergency pickup of her husband, not a 72-hour hold, because she says he's a flight risk. Then she starts talking about the son again. He allegedly, according to her husband, following her around town, she says. in his coastal painting truck, his business, decked out with a name on it. He rolled the window down when she rolled hers down. He's a felon, she says. He has guns. He's been living in the house. She left. She says her husband tried to throat punch her. She says the whole family scares her. Fitz News published both those calls. The woman on those tapes, Micah Miller, she was 30 years old when she died on April 27th of 24. Two civil lawsuits filed in early 25 named two defendants, John Paul Miller and his father, Reginald Wayne Miller. Both lawsuits allege the same pattern across two decades. The complaints describe the Miller family's churches and school, in the complaint's own language, as a hunting area for underage females. The girls of those lawsuits were 14 and 15. Jane Doe number one is an Indiana woman. She alleges J.P. Miller forced himself on her in 1998 when she was 15 and he was 19. He was a youth leader and musician at his father's Cathedral Baptist Church. 25 years later, in 23, she confronted him in Myrtle Beach about what he'd done. The lawsuit alleges his response was five words: "No man is without sin and temptation." Then further suit, he assaulted her again. Jane Doe number two alleges J.P. assaulted her starting in 1999 when she was 14 at Cathedral Hall Academy, the school attached to the church. The lawsuit says the school met in a repurposed bowling alley with no certified teachers and no real coursework. When this girl reported what was happening to the teacher, she was sent to Reginald Miller's office. J.P. was already in the room. The lawsuit alleged the Millers called her a servant of Satan, told her she would be assaulted by demons, burned her Harry Potter book, and Reginald beat her with a Bible. Godly. Both suits allege J.P. openly admitted to misconduct with underage church members, an admission the complaints say was corroborated by multiple witnesses. J.P. denies every allegation. He countersued Jane Doe number one for slander and libel. No criminal charges related to those allegations have been filed against either man. Now, look at who the girl was sent to. She reported what happened in that system. She reported what happened and the system sent her to Reginald Wayne Miller's office. That happened because Reginald built the system. See, Reginald founded his first church in Florence, South Carolina, in 1972. Bible College by the mid-1970s. A morning TV show called Good Morning Jesus by the mid-1980s. He was running what was described as the largest charismatic church in eastern South Carolina. In 1987, the wives of two Bible College students accused him of making inappropriate advances on their husbands. In 1989, a local TV station aired a five-part investigation. Students described those advances. Faces blurred, voices disguised. His ex-wife, Susan Miller, filed her own affidavit when she saw custody of their children in 2001. She says Reginald's obsession with power and control extended beyond his immediate family and into the church, where he engaged in inappropriate relationships with young men and women. No criminal charges were filed. The ministry packed up and moved from Florence to Myrtle Beach. The church changed its name. In 2006, Reginald was arrested at a bathhouse at Myrtle Beach State Park, charged with lewdness and prostitution after he allegedly exposed himself to an undercover officer. He, George Michael, did. That charge went through pre-trial intervention and was expunged. On that Friday, on that February 15th call, Michael told the 911 dispatcher that JP's father was a registered offender. The public record does not support that. The bathhouse case was expunged, and the federal conviction is for labor fraud, which doesn't really put anybody on a registry, but it certainly says a lot about character. What Micah believed about that family and what the documents actually show are two different things, or what the law caught up to. Maybe that's more appropriate, are two different things. That distinction matters for everything that follows. A federal case landed in 2014. A grand jury indicted Reginald for labor and visa fraud through his Bible College. He'd recruited 16 foreign students with promises of employment and education. What they got was work, 30 to 56 hours a week at the college and at his house for little to no pay,
with their immigration status held over them if they refused. Over $244,000 in documented violations. He pled guilty. The sentence, time served roughly 4 months behind bars, plus 3 years of supervised release and $75,000 in restitution. That restitution covered less than half of what was owed to the students and reportedly remains unpaid. After his supervision ended, Reginald left for Pakistan to do missionary work. Can't cut it in your own country? Pakistan is calling. Local church members there posted a video asking him to never come back. On August 12th of 2026, at 77 years old, Reginald pled guilty to receiving stolen goods in a South Carolina courtroom. He did it on the day his jury trial was scheduled. He lost both Jane Doe lawsuits by default because he never answered them, allegedly. When a reporter from Fitch News reached him by email, he questioned the 23 years of repressed memories in those lawsuits. He says he has nothing for them to take. JP, his son, founded Solid Rock Ministries in 06 and acquired his father's old Market Common property, a former Air Force base chapel, in 2013. At his peak, he controlled nearly $6 million in real estate and owned a private plane. Allegedly. The Netflix documentary Death of a Pastor's Wife shows him preaching from the pulpit that a wife who doesn't meet her husband's needs commits a sin, and that if she doesn't comply, temptations will be placed in her husband's path. Micah met JP at his church, and a police report obtained through FOIA, Micah told an officer she had known JP since she was 10 years old, and that he had pursued her since she worked for him at Solid Rock. You know, when she was a ripe old age of 14. Most coverage of this case, including the Netflix documentary, says she was 13 when they met. She worked as the family's nanny. The relationship began, supposedly, when she was 20 and he was 35. Married with 5 children. They married in 2017. She found tracking devices on her car. She told police she was afraid for her life. We've been talking about this case. She told her sister Sierra in a statement Sierra later put under oath in a probate affidavit, if I end up with a bullet in my head, it was JP. She filed for divorce twice. In her final months, per Fitz News, FOIA of Horry County police records, Micah contacted police at least 14 times seeking help related to JP. 5 of those calls mentioned tracking devices on her vehicle. 2 days after serving divorce papers for the last time, she drove to Lumber River State Park in North Carolina. She was 30. Her death was ruled as S by 2 jurisdictions. JP announced it from the pulpit the next day and told the congregation not to discuss it. Don't talk about this in church. JP is now federally indicted for cyberstalking Micah and lying to investigators, not for causing her death. Prosecutors allege he contacted her as many as 50 times in a single day, placed tracking devices on her vehicle, and posted intimate photos of her online without her consent. He has pled not guilty. Of course he has, in true grandiose narcissist fashion. His defense has filed 6 motions for continuance, trials set for October of 26. Now let's go back to the document that ties these 2 generations together. Allison Williams, JP's first wife. 1 month after Micah died, Williams filed a sworn emergency custody affidavit in Horry County Family Court. She wanted her 2 youngest children out of JP's house, and she wanted a psychological evaluation before he got them back. In that affidavit, she states under oath that JP confessed something to her. He told her he had been inappropriate with several underage female members of their church. His explanation for what he had done was that he says was because those things had been done to him as a child for years. Allegedly at the hands of his own father, Reginald Wayne Miller. Williams says she went to the girls in 2015 and asked them to come forward. They were too scared of JP to go to police. The church's leadership allegedly knew. They asked JP to enroll in a program. He never completed it, and they kept him at the pulpit. That is the document linking father and son through JP's own reported words. The church that allegedly knew about both of them chose to offer a class instead of making a phone call to police. Now listen to what Micah told 911 about the next generation in the house. Logan Ryan Hardy, JP's oldest son. He doesn't use the name Miller. Wonder why. On January 7th of 2024, Horry County Police responded to a home on Hagwood Circle in Conway about 2:30 in the morning. They found a woman slumped against a wall, going in and out of consciousness. She had a laceration on her right hand and pain in her head and left shoulder. Police say Hardy hit her in the back of her head with a glass bottle after an argument, then fled. He turned himself in later that day at a Subway. Eat fresh. He told police the woman had shredded his documents and he broke her computer in retaliation. He was booked into the J. Reuben Long Detention Center on a charge of first-degree domestic violence, a felony in South Carolina, and released the same day. Mike had called him a felon on the February 15th call. What the public record shows is a felony charge. The outcome of that case has not been located in public reporting more than 2.5 years later. Logan is not charged with anything close to what his father and grandfather face in those complaints. What he is, in Micah's own recorded voice on two published 911 calls, is the next person in that family who made her afraid. That's what we're looking at. He allegedly hit on her in her kitchen, hit on her, she says, when her husband wasn't home. And she told him to get out. He followed her across town in his painting truck, she says, and rolled the window down when she did. He was living in the house that she fled. And he had been charged with a felony, allegedly 5 weeks before that first call, for putting a woman in the hospital with a glass bottle in the back of the head. You know, like we've been saying, all these Jesus-y things they do there. Two men named in lawsuits alleging a pattern that stretches across churches and decades. One of them federally indicted for cyberstalking his wife through phones, trackers, and pavement, a 77-year-old who pled guilty to something else entirely on the day a jury was supposed to hear it, and a son charged with felony domestic violence whose painting truck shows up in a dead woman's 911 call. A church that has changed its name at least 4 times and moved cities at least once. Mercy Church is what they call it now. Susie Skinner leads worship. Her first husband, a quadriplegic Army veteran named Chris Skinner, drowned in September 2021. Under what many consider somewhat suspicious circumstances, the death was ruled an accident. JP married Susie on June 1st of 25, about 13 months after Micah died. No criminal charges related to the allegations in those lawsuits have been filed against anyone in this family. The civil suit remains pending. No man is without sin and temptation, according to JP. The ministry Reginald Wayne Miller started in Florence, South Carolina in 1972 is still open. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. There's a lot more to come in this case, and we're going to keep bringing it to you. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now, and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with. Thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with. Thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, Caps has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at Caps guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Think about it. When it comes to your own food, you can walk into a restaurant, see what's being made, and know exactly what you're getting. But with dog food, most brands keep that completely hidden. Just Food for Dogs does the opposite. They've built their entire brand around open kitchens. You can actually walk in and watch them prepare your dog's meals with real human-grade ingredients like chicken, beef, carrots, and peas, cooked right there in front of you. No mystery, no behind the scenes you're not allowed to see. That kind of transparency is rare in the pet food world. And it's a big reason they've become the number one vet-recommended fresh dog food, earning trust from pet parents who want to feel confident in what they're feeding. When a brand is willing to show you exactly how your dog's food is made, it says a lot about the care, quality, and standards behind every meal they produce. Nothing to hide, everything to love. Go to justfoodfordogs.com and get 50% off your first order.